5 traffic. We still have one crash to deal with. It's in Chilliwack. Young Road and Chilliwack Central Road. Crews on the scene. Pretty good morning we've got here for the drive. Hope it's going well for you so far. Save up to 50% on select summer must-haves during the summer Big Red Sale at Canadian Tire. Only until June 12th. Conditions and exclusions apply. Weather is brought to you by Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $10 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max. 19 plus to play. Beautiful, sunny, hot, high UV index day on the way. Windy. The high will be a high about 20 at the water, 25 inland, and right now it's 12 degrees.
Move 103.5, so what you need to know. Here's Aaron Davis.
Well, this is kind of a sad state of the world. Canadians appear divided on whether we see the U.S. as a friend or a foe. A new Léger poll finds 27% of respondents say they consider the U.S. an ally, but 26% see the U.S. as an enemy country. Almost a third of 1,500 people recently surveyed online say they view it as neutral. U.S. President Donald Trump doubled his tariffs on steel and aluminum imports to 50% this week. Canadian steel companies and union workers will ask our new prime minister to punch back at U.S. President Donald Trump a day after Trump doubled the duties on steel and aluminum imports. Industry and labor groups in Canada are meeting with PMs and say that this is a crushing blow to Canadian industry. Tributes pouring in for the first Canadian in space, Mark Garneau, who died yesterday after a brief illness at the age of 76. And the Memphis Police Department is searching for a couple guys who were recently caught on camera leaving a home with a stolen vanity, a faucet, and a countertop while they were riding their bikes. It's unclear if the police department has any further leads.
CHQM Vancouver, Move 103.5, and iHeartRadio station.
Real friends, real fun.
And your show, let's go.
You're waking up with the Nat and Drew Show.
Tickets to see Shawn Mendes when he comes to Vancouver in the fall go on sale tomorrow, but you can win yours in just a few minutes. Good luck.
Plus, just think of it. You're rolling into a hotel to check in for a weekend, a reservation that you made months ago, and you find out that there is a large event happening in that hotel the same weekend you arrive. Who do you least want to share your hotel with? Talk about that in just a few moments, too. First, it's Natalie Imbruglia on Move 103.5.
I thought I saw a man walking down the He was warm, he came around like he was dignified. He showed me what it was to cry. Well, you couldn't be that man I adore. You don't seem to know, seem to care what your heart is for. Well, I don't know him anymore. There's nothing where he used to lie. The conversation has run dry. Nothing's fine, I'm torn. I'm all out of faith.
Mendez.
How you guys feeling tonight?
Want to see me live?
Call now. 604-280-1035. Caller 25 wins tickets. From Move 1035.
Sabrina Carpenter on Move 103.5. Good morning, Jonna. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
How would you like to see Shawn Mendes when he comes to Vancouver in October?
Oh, I'm waiting for it.
Oh, I love that reaction so much. That's a fan.
Wait no longer, Jonna. You're caller 25. You're going to see Shawn Mendes.
Yay!
Yay!
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You've got tickets before they go on sale. They go on sale tomorrow. Do you know who you're going to bring with you?
My daughter.
Oh, nice.
She'll be very excited to hear the news. Way to go, Mom. Well done.
Okay.
Jonna, just hang tight. We'll get you some more details, and we'll have more Shawn Mendes tickets to give away tomorrow morning at 8:05. Good luck. For just a moment, though, I want you to imagine something. Imagine you check into a hotel you booked months ago, and then, upon arrival, discover a large function is happening there that same weekend. Who do you least want to share that hotel with? You can vote in a poll on the Nat and Drew Show Instagram right now. I've been thinking about this because, like so many other families around the Lower Mainland, tomorrow my family is heading up to Kamloops for the BC Provincial Flag Football Championships. And my understanding is every hotel in Kamloops this weekend is sold out.
Mm.
But obviously not every single room in the city is going to be for a football player's family. There would be some people that just, you know, were planning for one reason or another to be in Kamloops for the weekend. Little did they know that the rest of the province was going to descend on that city and suck up every other hotel room that there is. So the options on our poll, who would you least like to share a hotel with for a weekend? A big wedding, a convention, kids sports tournament, or high school grad?
Kids sports tournament.
Yes, kids sports tournament.
like other options aren't great either necessarily. Yeah. The big wedding doesn't bother me. Conventions.
Depends on whether the guests are staying on your floor or some of the wedding party. I've been involved in that, and that's not a whole lot of fun.
Sure. Yeah. I get that all of them are like, you never want a big function to be happening at your hotel if you are not part of the big function. You really don't. But definitely kids sports tournaments are the worst.
Yeah. I mean, they're just running up and down the halls.
The ice machine! Where's the ice machine? My family was a soccer family, and I remember one tournament that we went to, that I was playing or whatever, and I remember that we had a water fight in the room, which meant we were just throwing water mm-hmm. at each other and screaming.
Yeah.
It was just, those are the things that happen. And parents, I think they go to the bar at the hotel to get drunk because they can't deal with it.
Good luck rustling all of these kids and getting them to be on their best behavior at all times.
Yeah.
The only thing might be that might help out a little bit is that it's going to be screaming hot in Kamloops this weekend. And the hotel that we have does have a pool. It's going to be 35 on Sunday. In Kamloops. This is going to be hot.
Yeah.
So maybe if the kids aren't playing, it'll be an absolute nightmare by the pool.
Oh,
because
no.
Everybody will be out there.
Oh, that's so fun for the other guests.
Oh,
I think I'll go take a dip in the pool. I guess not.
Our poll results were not particularly close. I'm not sure we've ever done an Instagram poll that had four options, and one of the four captured 50% of the vote. But that's what happened here. Kids sports tournaments by far and away number one with 50%, high school grads at 34%, followed by convention at 9%, and a big wedding 8%. But basically anything involving kids 19 or under, people want no part of.
Mm-hmm.
No part of it. There are hotels.
Why are you going?
Because my son is playing.
Won't another parent take him? That's what I did.
I think Drew's that parent.
Oh, God, Drew. Are you?
Oh, no. The whole family's going. My wife's going. My daughter's going. We're all going this weekend.
Are you in charge of any other children?
In charge of? No.
Oh, okay. Because that's what would happen. I think it's sometimes you just if you're the smart parent, you send your kid with some other
parents. Every kid on my on my son's team, the entire family is going.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, God. When Charlotte played volleyball and she'd have tournaments in Edmonton, I'd be like, bye.
And then hope your phone doesn't ring for the next couple of days.
Here's Move 103.5's What's Happening.
Experience Surrey Canada Day with the whole family on July 1st. Catch headliners The Recklaws, plus enjoy food trucks, fireworks, and more. Visit SurreyCanadaDay.ca for details. The Gluten-Free Expo celebrates healthy living, fostering a supportive environment for business, and inspiring a gluten-free lifestyle. Experience the latest innovations and connect with leaders at the Vancouver Convention Center on June 7th and 8th. Details at theglutenfreeexpo.ca.
For more info on what's happening, visit move1035.ca.
With Virgin Plus, you get an affordable phone plan and member benefit discounts on food, fashion, and entertainment, which means your life gets...
This meal is delicious.
And...
Love that I'm out shopping more.
And...
This concert rules!
And even...
What was I even doing with my life before signing up with Virgin Plus and getting to do all this fun stuff?
And who doesn't want that? Get plans starting from $29 a month when you bring your own phone with Virgin Plus. Obviously. Includes autopay credit. Conditions apply. Visit a Virgin Plus store or virginplus.ca for details.
With severe weather events like hurricanes, winter storms, flooding, and wildfires happening more frequently in Canada, it is essential to have a plan for staying connected. For example, having a dependable backup power source for your internet equipment can keep you online during power outages. If home internet access is down, mobile phone calls should be reserved for emergencies only. Texting uses less network resources. Be prepared. Stay connected. Learn more at telecomprepare.ca.
The newest tracks. And the next big thing.
Baby, what was that?
And your first place to hear it all. iHeart New Music. Your digital station for brand new drops, fresh finds, and tomorrow's bangers. Powered by North by Northeast. Taking place June 11th to 15th across Toronto. iHeart New Music. Discover new music. Stream now online on your smart speaker and on the free iHeart Radio app.
Looking for adventure? Find it with the Okanagan ATV Tours. Explore the scenic backcountry above Peachland on a 2 or 4 hour tour. Choose an ATV or two-seater side-by-side and your expert guide will lead the way. There's also the full-day ATV and fly fishing package. Ride to a peaceful mountain lake and cast your line. Or check out the ATV and zip lining package. Book your next Canadian adventure now with Okanagan ATV Tours.
Plan your Penticton trip now at visitpenticton.com.
All right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit
just how we like it.
We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
I think we have a problem.
I know. I heard it too.
I think everybody has. We really need to put a stop to this.
Agreed. The team shouldn't make jokes about Sarah. I'll go talk to them right now.
And I'll try and figure out what's going on with all these alarms.
A great manager looks out for more than just physical dangers. Visit WorkSafeBC.com and learn how to protect your workers from psychological harm in the workplace.
Thinking of ways to help your kids get ahead in life? Invest in their future with Atlin at Clayton Crest. Modern pre-sale condos in West Clayton from just $299,990. With the future SkyTrain station steps away and Simon Fraser University and UBC Surrey just 15 minutes from home, you'll be giving them a head start where it counts. They're growing up fast, and this is your chance to help them take their first step into the market. Secure their future today. Visit AtlinCondos.ca to register now.
Tonight, Canada's game, Canada's league is back. CFL season kickoff.
Unreal stuff!
Red Blacks, Rough Riders. Tonight at 5:30 on TSN.
Unbelievable!
At White Spot, we're proud to be BC's spot to celebrate Dad and his epic stories. There's no better place for Dad to gather the family for some great food and a nostalgic tale. Like when Dad rocked the mullet and shredded the streets on his BMX. Or how he got the high score at the local arcade. How about when he mastered swapping CDs in his Discman without leaving a single scratch? And yes, no one wore the matching family tracksuit quite like Dad. We hear you, Dad. You're legendary. White Spot. We'll see you soon.
I'm Jeevan Bath, General Manager of Suki Bath Motors. Good business owners know if you can save money or get a lower interest rate, you can turn that savings into profit. That's why good business happens at Suki Bath Truck Center. Need medium-duty trucks? We have them at wholesale rates. We work with major Canadian leasing companies and brokers to get you approved within a business day. It's just good business. Suki Bath Truck Center. Find out more at sukhibathtruckcenter.com.
Wondering what everyday life looks like in a retirement residence? Drop in to a local Chartwell retirement residence for their open house June 6th and 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit Chartwell.com today to learn more.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. We've got a crash in Delta, 91 connector eastbound after Nordell Way. In northbound, a crash Highway 1 westbound before Glen Valley Road. In Surrey, an accident Highway 104 Avenue westbound before 152nd Street. Get 20 or 30,000 points at Shoppers Drug Mart, a $20 or $30 value. Open your app, shop, and scan. This Friday to Saturday, conditions in app. Weather brought to you by Lotto Max. The sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $10 million. Dream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. Sunny and hot today. Windy as well. The high will be 20 at the water, 25 in the valley. Right now, 13 degrees.
Quite the comeback for the Edmonton Oilers and the celeb skin treatment that Miley Cyrus is swearing by. Details and what's trending.
After the Strumbellas on Move.
I got dreams in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got dreams in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go.
Trumbellas on Move 103.5. What a come-from-behind win for the Oilers.
What's trending?
Edmonton was down 3-1 in the second period yesterday, but fought their way back to force overtime, and that's when Leon Draisaitl scored the game winner. Here's TSN's Darren Dreger after the game.
When McDavid and Draisaitl are going the way that they were, especially in the power play, I mean, they're almost impossible to stop because of the swagger, the push that they have. But it wasn't just about those two guys in game one of this best of seven. It was the fact that they had response from everyone in that lineup.
Game two is tomorrow in Edmonton. Puck drops at 5 o'clock. I know this is still a very divisive thing, this idea that the Oilers are Canada's team, depending on what fan base you're from. And it's a real thing, obviously, here for the Canucks fan base. A lot of people are, I was talking to somebody yesterday at my kid's school. It was like, I don't like that this is being made to be a patriotic thing. I've just grown up hating the Oilers. Mm-hmm. I can't just set that aside now because somebody else has anointed them Canada's team.
I can't learn and grow as a person. How dare you ask me to do that?
How not dare you? Sports. One of these sacred things are team rivalries, sports rivalries. Yeah. Don't tell me to set that aside if I've had 40 years of hatred for this team.
I get it. Even growing up in Kelowna, you know, it was just only BC teams and then only the Canucks. But I feel like let's just have some fun.
Oh, I'm rooting for the Oilers as well, but I understand that depending on how you have grown up in terms of your fandom, that is like you're not a bad person if you're not cheering for the Oilers.
No, you are.
No, you're not.
No, you are.
No, you're not.
Edmonton's gross.
No, you're not.
I just love with sports, like it's the one thing where, you know, you're as people, we're not supposed to be hateful and blah, blah. With sports, apparently, that's okay.
No, it's totally fine. It's healthy. Yeah. It's healthy.
Makes no sense.
It's a healthy show of aggression.
Is it?
And frustration.
Is it? All right. Do you want glowing skin? Celebs are swearing by the salmon sperm facial. Miley Cyrus is the latest convert, and she was performing at a small intimate show earlier this week, and someone in the crowd yelled out, "Hey, your skin looks perfect." And Miley responded, "Thank you. I tried the salmon sperm." And the audience laughed and she said, "Well, have you heard about it? It's actually the salmon sperm facial. I tried it." She's like, "It tastes strange. I don't think it's supposed to get in my mouth, but my skin looks really great."
I do enjoy that we're following up a story about the ridiculousness of sports fans with the idea that people are putting salmon sperm on their face.
Mm-hmm. I looked it up because it does sound ridiculous. I will give you that.
Yeah.
I looked it up. They need to do some more research with it, but there is some evidence that it shows that obviously it's the compounds in the salmon sperm that, when applied, particularly with microneedling, can increase collagen production, is the thought. So there's some celebs that are doing it.
I'm just shocked that you're doing this story. As an animal lover, those poor salmon.
I know.
I'm shocked.
I don't do it.
I can't believe, though, that you're even publicizing this.
I don't know. Maybe the salmon are enjoying the process.
The salmon are not going to a clinic. They're not going into a room with a closed door with a magazine.
So. I don't think that'd it be, ends I, well.
That'd be great if they were, but no. They're really not.
What's trending? Move 103.5.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all. Yeah, I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in that time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned out. I've wasted my nights, you turned out.
guys.
And I heard that you found someone new 2 weeks after me and you. Lucky that I'm not the jealous type. 'Cause I gave you everything that's left. You gave me something to forget. Hope you know that you ruined my life. On the way that you forgot, you casted me into a fire. You're the best looking damn liar. Deep inside your soul, it starts to rot. Baby, you know how to break up. Promise. Oh. After me and you, lucky that I'm not the jealous type. So good luck to your boyfriend. He's gonna need it when you go off and cheat again. Good luck to your boyfriend. Got a lot to deal with. Got you now, his
listening to the Nat and Drew Show.
Move 1035.
You put me on a pedestal and tell me I'm the best. Raise me up into the sky until I'm short of breath. Fill me up with confidence, I say what's in my chest. Spill my words and tear me down until there's nothing left. Rearrange the pieces just to fill me with the rest, yeah. But what if I trip?
I was 15 when the world put me on a pedestal. I had big dreams of doing shows and making memories. Made some bad moves trying to act cool, upset by their jealousy. Lifting me up, lifting me up, tearing me down, tearing me down. Take responsibility for everything I've done. Holding it against me like you're the holy one. I had a chip on my shoulder, had to let it go. Unforgiveness keeps them in control. I came in with good intentions, then I let it go. And now I really wanna know. What if I trip?
Move 103.5. Good morning. It's Nat, Drew, and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show. All right, ready for things to get a little heated? What is, in your opinion, the most overrated band or performer singer? Because my friend said something the other day, and I found this a little shocking. My friend thinks this band is overrated. My friend is like Pearl Jam. Whatever. Don't get it. I think they don't like any of the grunge stuff from Seattle. In fact, like Nirvana, I'm sure, is on her list too. Don't get it.
Sure. Oh. I mean, if that was definitely a scene, if you don't like that sound, I can understand you're not going to like any of it.
But they don't. She doesn't like Pearl Jam, particularly said Pearl Jam. And I said, say that again. Oh. And she said Pearl Jam. And I'm like,
I'm not even sure if you and I can be friends.
Cause I know somebody.
I mean, give me a break. Eddie Vedder, Pearl Jam, like one of the greatest bands of all time.
So what is it for you though? Because maybe you have an opinion like this where you're like, you know what? I get it. Like people like blah, 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 but I just don't. The band or the artist, you're like, I don't get it. I kind of feel a little overrated. Mm. Yeah. Oh. And does anybody have one?
Yeah, I always thought One Direction was overrated. Baby, you light up my world like
nobody else. The way that you live, so fun!
So, yeah, absolutely, that's a super fun song. And I understand that there were songs, but to me, they're O-Town.
They're not much different than
O-Town. No. In terms of the mic you just heard shake was Aaron, like, coming out of her chair.
Because I'm just about to leap across the room.
Because other than What Makes You Beautiful and Story of My Life, I'm not sure the average person could even tell you the name of a One Direction song. So they have like one, that's why I'm likening them to O-Town, is beyond one or two songs, I'm not sure the average person could come up with many One Direction songs. And it's like, like I get that they were popular for the time, and I get that Harry Styles has had a very successful solo career.
Probably one of the most successful male pop stars.
But I would argue that he would have had that anyway had they not gone on that Simon Cowell talent show.
I don't know. It could have been discovered
elsewhere. I think Harry Styles has had more hits as a solo artist than One Direction had in North America as a group.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter because he would never have had that without that band. And I saw them live. They were fantastic.
Yeah.
I love One Direction.
Yeah, but they're still overrated.
Okay, so Drew is saying One Direction. Aaron, what are you saying?
What the?
Do you have one? Or is everybody great?
Well, everybody's great except for this one.
You want to talk about denying a scene or a genre or a style or a sound?
I love her as a person, but kill me before I have to hear that song ever again.
Is it that song specifically for you, or is it just Celine Dion's music?
It's basically just when she thumps her chest.
That early to mid-90s Celine sound.
She's so passionate.
I know. I love her.
All right. Okay. So Aaron says Celine Dion. I do have one, and I think that I'll get heat for this one, but not that they weren't did some things, but I just don't really get these guys. It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. I just like, like take the context out, like of like they were kind of the first, but I think others came along and did it better after the Beatles.
Oh my Lord!
It's pretty hard to go in and judge something that was done before you were born. You're only looking in it in comparison to present day, but to deny the context is kind of like denying the whole point.
I am not like, so I was reading about this a little bit, and they're saying that like the Beatles actually borrowed from a lot of other acts that were happening at the time and did some stuff. And when the Beatles got like more experimental and stuff, they were borrowing really from Pink Floyd. And so
Beach Boys. Yeah. But Brian Wilson.
Pink Floyd as well. Pink Floyd in the UK, like early Pink Floyd. And
everybody, they borrowed from everybody.
And I just was like, I don't know.
No, come on. Yeah. Abbey Road is one of my like Desert Island albums.
Not for me.
Oh.
But the thing is, we all have one, right? Like, and it is because it is very subjective.
Yeah, Aaron's reaction is very much it. Like, you are so it personally insulted if somebody names your favorite, but then you're totally out there, totally Celine okay, Dion. Just hanging out there. Like, Celine sucks. Hashtag Celine sucks.
No!
That, no, you did. You said
you
it.
You said that.
You said Celine sucks. You said it.
Real friends, real fun.
This is the Nat and Drew Show.
You specifically said I hate her.
No! Yeah. Nah. Yeah. Which no. One are you?
If you're just joining us, Aaron specifically said I hate her.
Stop it.
Everything.
No.
All right, what is it? What is it for you? You can have one. I'd say that this is a safe space, but I doubt it. But if you're brave enough to weigh in, 604-280-1035, you can text 103535.
It's so embarrassing when everyone's talking about the HBO original The White Lotus, but you haven't watched it because you don't have Crave. And they ask you who your favorite character is, and you say, White Lotus? And then they tell you, that's the name of the hotel.
Switch your phone plan to Bell and get Crave on us and start streaming The White Lotus, all on Canada's fastest 5G plus network. Available on select phone plans when you bring your own phone. Visit a Bell store or bell.ca/rateplans for details. Bell, mobile plans just got better.
Crave is your destination for the summer's hottest reality series. Love Island USA is back. And so is host and fan favorite, Ariana Madix.
Safe to say this season's looking pretty good.
Don't miss the cultural phenomenon critics call must-see TV. Love Island USA. New season. Stream now. Subscribe at crave.ca. Crave. Proudly Canadian.
Introducing Bryan Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Got my first real slick string.
Hosted by Bryan Adams himself.
Join me for an insider look on a wild ride through 40 years of global rock and roll.
Bryan Adams Radio.
I'm ready.
Now available on the free iHeartRadio app. Or ask your smart speaker to play Bryan Adams Radio on iHeartRadio.
Who's ready to rock?
Go, kids wanna rock.
Thanks to IKEA, my bedroom feels extra sleepy. These new blackout curtains keep it extra dark, and my new duvet keeps me extra cozy. But it also made my nighttime extra boring, because the monster under my bed is sleeping better too. Hey, buddy, wake up. Hey.
Don't scare me like that. What are you trying to do to me? Jeez.
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
We are Applewood Auto Group. We don't just sell cars. We buy cars. We service cars. We build cars. We race cars. We tune cars. We are cars. At Applewood Auto Group, your dream car isn't just a dream anymore.
It's all good at Applewood.
Ow! Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought,
I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not? No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask for it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know, with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Everyone I meet has the same question.
What's the question?
What will the tariffs do to the price of engagement rings?
I can answer that one.
Please do.
Those tariffs will have zero impact on the prices at Spence.
Zero? How did we escape it?
We pay Canadian workers to manufacture all our engagement rings right here in Canada. Always have, always will.
Our state-of-the-art manufacturing facilities are superior to what you'll find in any other country.
And the people who work in our Canadian facilities are superior as well.
Hell yes!
If we ever need to buy anything that is subject to a tariff, Michael has decided to absorb the cost so it is not passed along to our customers.
That's very generous, Michael.
I don't know if it was generosity or just plain defiance. The only thing I know for sure is that I've never been more proud to be Canadian.
Spence.
Wow!
In Vancouver on Burrard off Robson and in Langley at 200th Street in the Langley Bypass.
All right, team, looking great out there. We're following the posted speed limit just how we like it. We're putting our phones away before we drive.
Smart move.
We're leaving space for cyclists. Now let's keep at it and stay safe.
Road safety takes teamwork. That's why ICBC is working together with all British Columbians to help make our roads safer. Because when we use our roads safely, we all win.
Safety takes everyone.
A message from ICBC.
Good morning. I'm Erin Davis with Move 103.5 Traffic. Couple of issues. A stall in Delta 99 northbound near Highway 17A. A crash in Delta 91 connector eastbound after Nordell Way. In northbound, a crash Highway 1 westbound before Lynn Valley Road. And in Surrey, an accident 104 Avenue westbound before 152nd. Tried Nix yet? They make the comfiest bras and leak-proof undies. Visit Nix on Robson, West 4th, Richmond Centre, or shop online anytime at nix.ca. Weather is for Lotto Max. Lotto Max, the sky's the limit with Lotto Max. The next jackpot is $10 million. Stream to the max with Lotto Max, 19 plus to play. Sunshine ahead today and wind and a high UV index. It's going to be a beauty. High 20 at the water, 25 inland right now, 14 degrees.
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro, just like I'm never gone. I knew the song, the young girl with eyes like the desert. It all seems like yesterday, not far away. Tropical, the island rings, all of nature wild.
Madonna on Move 103.5. Good morning. It's Natura and Aaron on the Nat and Drew Show.
All right. We're talking about bands or artists that, in your opinion, are overrated. My friend said something to me I found shocking. My friend thinks Pearl Jam is very overrated. And I was like, particularly the West Coast, I think I was just really surprised by that. So we were asking this morning, what is it for you? Because this is, there are no right or wrong answers, I suppose. It's very, music is subjective, right?
Unless Aaron disagrees with you.
Yeah, then it's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Aaron, sir, what's yours again?
Celine Dion. Why are you hesitating
Celine
now?
Dion.
Why are you checking out all
yeah,
of a
plant your flag,
yeah,
Celine Dion.
Celine Dion sucks. Aaron yeah. Said a few moments ago.
No, I just, that song, I just can't take
the
it.
The Titanic song. Data, who is it for you? Most overrated band or artist?
Yeah, it's U2, particularly Bono in the mix. I know that's not a popular opinion. Yeah, I know it's not a popular opinion. The music's okay. I don't hate it, but I just don't get the hype, and I really, really can't get past Bono's obnoxious glasses. It's just too much for me.
Bono has said he's got the lights bother his eyes. I think there is a medical reason, but you are, just so you know, Dana, you are not alone. We did have other messages from people saying you too, and specifically, it really does seem to be about Bono. Like, I think the other guys get like looped
not
into
not a whole
the,
lot of Adam Clayton hate out there.
No, that's yeah. Right. Or Larry all, Mullins Jr.
They're all like, would you just be quiet and let our music live on? Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And I even feel a little guilty having this opinion because I know I'm like in the minority. So I don't feel great about it. But
well,
I just,
you
I
know,
can't get past
I feel like they've never been the same since they jammed that album onto our iPhones all those years ago. Dana, thank you so much for listening and chatting with us here this morning. Have a great day. 604-280-1035. You can text anytime at 1035. Julie is standing by. I was getting Dana and Julie mixed up, but Julie, you say it's Adele that is overrated for you. How come?
Adele, I just like, especially if it's repetitive, they all sound the same to me. Like, she sounds the same to me no matter what she's like singing, and I just get really too much of it. Just too much.
Too much pain.
Yeah.
Too much pain and angst.
Yeah. Like, I swear if I hear Rolling in the Deep or Hello one more time.
Do you like Celine Dion?
I love Celine Dion. I love, like, Kelly Clarkson. I love powerhouse voices, 100%. But just something about Adele gets to me. I don't know what it is.
Thanks for the call, Julie. Powerhouse voices. Maybe that's what you don't like, Aaron, is the powerhouse voices.
I love Kelly Clarkson.
And she's going to leave it at that.
Ooh, Marlene, this is a super hot take. Yeah. I've never heard anybody ever say this about this artist. But Marlene says, I never liked Tina Turner.
Now we have a problem.
I thought me saying that I didn't get the Beatles was going to be the thing. But Marlene, I think wow. You have the thing.
Yama's got a hot take too. Most overrated band, Yama?
Pink Floyd. I see so many t-shirts. I hear Pink Floyd. You know, their music's all right. It's all right. But to me, it's very overrated. You know, they're good, but they're not like as great as everyone says they are, you know? So
I do think it's one of the t-shirts to have. It's like if you have the t-shirt, like you're just, the perception is it's cool.
If you're wearing Dark Side of the Moon.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Exactly.
Have you ever listened to Dark Side of the Moon?
Yeah, you know, I said they're good. They're good. But to me, it's like, everyone's like, oh, they're amazing. They're good.
Yeah.
They're not like,
maybe you have to be really high. I don't know.
Thank you. You have a 604-280-1035, or you can text 103535 anytime.
Jordana says Taylor Swift. We've had a few for Taylor Swift. Jordana says, something about her gives me the ick. Also, how could one person have so many random feuds with people who don't have anything in common with each other except for her? Jordana's like, I just can't.
Asking the questions that need to be asked. It's the interesting thing about music, right? Like, everybody is somebody's favorite.
Yes.
And everybody is also somebody's worst ever.
Yes.
Worst ever. And it's the exact same person for just depending on who you talk to. There are somebody's favorite and there are another person's worst artist of all time. Music. It's wild.
How can that be, though?
Because, well, sometimes people are wrong, right? And that's just what you have to allow for. Like, you know, for example, my thinking that the Beatles are overrated. You guys can just be wrong if you disagree.
Do you ever feel like the boat, one blow from caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and let it shine. Just
on the way at 9:35. The answer to question one is drums. Drums. Good luck.
Two stars of the White Lotus who have been rumored to be feuding have actually given a joint interview. What's Trending is on the way in about 20 minutes and the Throwback Throwdown, too. Here's Pink on Move 103.5.
White knuckles and sweaty palms from hanging on too tight. I've got another headache again tonight.